Jesus. We have another servant of God ready to lift us up to a greater height. It was such a great blessing to us yesterday. A man with great in-depth. Let's turn to the screen for a moment. Remain in your feet and let's get a little more information about the servant of God.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's give the Lord a round of applause in this place. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Before I go into the word of God, pray. First of all, it's again a privilege to be here. It's good to be home. Hallelujah. Praise God. Again, we thank God for Papa, Mommy Rosa. We thank God for this great family for welcoming us. Well, before I just go, I just want to give a few books out real quick that you will find in the library. Number one, I want to give, that one is called Diamond in the Desert. When COVID started, was March 2020, we were at the church praying. The first Sunday that the church was shut down all over the world. And we were at our church praying, and I saw myself in a wilderness. But it was so dry that the land cracked all over the place. And then I looked up. I saw diamonds were falling. At first, I thought it was rain. I thought it was raining. Then when I looked, I realized it was diamond that was falling. Instead of water, it was diamond that was falling. And the Lord told me that that the world was going to go through a tough economic season. And that was the beginning of COVID. He said, we're going to have a tough economic season. But he said, for my people, I'm going to be raining diamond in the desert. So he said, teach my people the financial principles that will allow them to prosper in the desert. And we did that. And during the, COVID, a lot of people have done way better financially than they had done before COVID started. So those principles are in that book. It's called Diamond in the Desert. I want to give that to my friend over here with the blue jeans. You, in the first row. My brother here. God bless you. May the Lord just open doors over your life. It's a prophetic act in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Another book that I have here is How to Interpret Your Dreams. The Bible says God speaks through dreams. If you don't pay attention to your dreams, you're really missing one of the most important ways of receiving the Word of God. But it's one thing to have your dreams and to remember them. It's another thing to know what they mean. A lot of people have dreams, but they don't know what they mean. And in that little book, I get into how to interpret your dreams. There are simple principles, but there are principles that I use to interpret my own dreams. And I see God has used those dreams, what he's spoken to me in dreams, to make such a difference. Last night, I gave you an illustration, and I'll probably give you another one here. But I want to give that to my friend right here, in white, black and white. God bless you, brother. May the Lord open your spiritual ears and your spiritual eyes in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise God. Anyway, you'll find those books in the bookstore. We got a couple of other books here, Terrorizing Terror of the Night, How to Intercede for Your Marriage. So let's move straight into the Word of God. Or let's go straight in prayer in reality. Hallelujah. Takorabasakataya. Yema korebererebo satakaya karaba. Rabako sakataba karababa ye karabaye. Takorobo shikataba baba raba karabaye. Roboko habaraba baba raba. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory. We worship you. We worship you. You are worthy. You are worthy. Say it with all of your might, with your hands lifted up. We give you all. We give you all the glory, the glory. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. We give you all the glorious. We give you all the glory today. Oh, hey, Karima, Shaka Rabata Sata, Rebaba Baba Kataya, Rebaba Kataya, Roshata Kata. Yes, you are worthy to be praised. Oh, we give you all. We give you all. Today, my assignment is simple. My assignment is to break the spirit of poverty over the life of anybody who's bound by that spirit. In the Haitian Proverbs, we often say, people who've gone through sickness know remedies. If you've been through something, you know how to deal with it. Last night, I gave you my own testimony about the spirit of poverty. How many of you had remembered the testimony? I gave you my own testimonies. Just lower a little bit. I told you what I wanted to purchase a house and how I was blocked by the spirit of poverty. And it was at that moment I realized it was a spirit. But I'm going to tell you this. The spirit of poverty not only can operate in a person's life, it can operate as well in an institution. So I want to tell you, last night I told you how the Lord broke the spirit of poverty over my own personal life. In a few minutes, I want to tell you how God broke that same spirit over our ministry. Years ago in 2012, so the Lord brought that in my own life in 2014. But in 2012, about 10 years ago, I was doing a three-day personal fast. And while I was fasting at 12 o'clock, I knelt down on a chair. I knelt down to pray. And as I was praying, suddenly, in a vision, I saw myself in a different place. I saw myself in a forest. In a forest. I saw myself walking in a forest. And while I was walking, there was a black snake walking next to me, sliding next to me. And then I said something. I don't remember what I said. But I said something. As soon as I said it, that snake turned around to swallow me. But I took the snake by its mouth and ripped it apart. And I came out of the vision. I came out of the vision. I came out of the vision. And then, when I came out of the vision, I asked the Lord, "Lord, what is that?" And the Lord told me, "Listen," he said, "today I break the spirit of poverty over your life and over your ministry." Listen, guys, I had that vision in November 2012. 1 month later, in December 2012, the Lord says, "I want you to start a radio station." And we started the radio station. And it not only changed the ministry spiritually, it also changed the ministry financially. Okay, let me explain that so you can get it. When we started our ministry, my wife is here, our offering in our services was $16. $16. The first day my wife and I, we received $40 in our offering. We were jumping because we had never seen that money before. So that's where we started. Listen, today we are building one of the most expensive churches in America with zero debt. I'm not going to get into the numbers. I'm not going to get into the numbers. But I'm saying one of the most expensive churches in the United States of America with zero debt. I come from a country that they say is one of the poorest countries in the world, Haiti. And Americans, white Americans, are asking me, "How are you doing it?" Because when God is on your side,
When the favor of God rests upon your life, there is no curse that he cannot break. There is no form of poverty that he cannot break. There is no limitation that he cannot break. Somebody shout glory! 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 Say it again, glory! So today, I want to pray. Listen, today I want to pray just a couple of prayers, maybe one, two, or three maximum, but we're going to pray those prayers. And after I want you to pray those prayers with all of your might. And after you're done, I'm gonna pray a special prayer to break this thing over your life. I know what it is because the Lord broke it over my life. And I believe what he did for me, he will do for you. If you receive it, say, I receive it. The first verse I'd like you to pray is 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. Let's read together. It says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel. If the worship team can stand by, because I'll probably move between worship and prayer. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh God, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Let's stand on our feet. Let's stand on our feet. Let's stand on our feet. We're going to pray. Let's stand on our feet. Here's the prayer that I'd like you to pray from that verse. But listen, I want you to pray with holy anger. You know what it means to pray with holy anger? Holy anger. So here's the prayer. Jabez asked God to enlarge his territory, and the Bible says God did it. Do you believe that the same God who enlarged Jabez's territory wants to enlarge your territory, will enlarge your territory, and can enlarge your territory? If you believe it, shout glory. Now lift up your right hand and say those words after me. Say, let the God who changed the life of Jabez. Okay, let's say it like this. Say, the God who changed the life of Jabez. You can say it louder now that you're at level 3. Go to level 4. The God who changed the life of Jabez. You are 4. Go to 5 now. Say it again. You are 5. Go to 6. Give it to me higher. Yeah. Now let's go to 7. The number of perfection. Gather your strength and say, change my life. 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 In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, go. Start walking around and speaking over your life. Rabakata bashakata ya. Rebabakata bayekata. Robobokota mamashata. Rabakata babata. Let the God who changed the life of Jabez change my life. Let the life who changed the life of Jabez change my family. Let the God who change the life of Jabez. Change my situation. Let the life who change the life of Jabez change my ministry. Change my life. 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 Change my finances. Change my mind. Change my thoughts. Change my territory. Change my anointing. Change my ministry. Keep on praying. Rabakata babakata. Rebakata babababa. Rebababa korababa. Rabababa rabakata. Rabababa kataba yekata. Circumstances being changed. I see businesses being changed. I see ministries being changed. I see finances being changed. I see territories being changed. I see churches being changed. I see marriages. Change my life. Ask him to change your life. You're serving a great God. You're serving a powerful God. You're serving a faithful God. Change. The name of Jesus Christ. The second prayer we're going to pray is in Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 20. Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 20. It says, that was also regarded, just remain standing on your feet, as the land of giants. Giants formerly dwelled there. The Ammonites called them the Zenzumims. The Bible says that the land of Canaan was the land of giants. God called Abraham in Genesis chapter 15, or even better, in Genesis chapter 12. The Lord says, go to the place that I will show you, and I will give you that land. That land belonged to Abraham. That land belonged to Jacob and to Isaac and to their children and their children's children. But the Bible says the land that was given to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and their children in Israel, the Bible says giants were sitting on that land. Giants were occupying that land. So you know what that means? It means that you have territories that God has already given you in the spirit realm, but giants are sitting in your territories. But God gives you the promise. It is gonna be your responsibility to fight the battle. God gives you the promise, but you gotta fight the battle. How do you fight the battle? You fight the battle in prayer. So we're gonna pray a prayer right now, and I declare in the name of Jesus, as you pray that prayer, every giant that is sitting on your inheritance, every giant that's sitting on your business, every giant that's sitting on your marriage, every giant that's sitting on your prosperity, on your ministry, on your anointing, they're gonna get dislodged in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift up your right hand and say that with divine anger. Say, every Goliath sitting on my inheritance. Every Goliath sitting on my inheritance. Every Goliath sitting on my inheritance. Four, say it by yourself. Five, let's go up. Say it by yourself. Six, let's go up higher. Now give me the perfection. Seven. Gather your strength say, scatter by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, go. Rada kata basha kata ye. Rika taba baba baka taya. Reba baba baka taba ya. Reba kata taba shaka ta. Raka tia. Reba kata. Raba yena. Roko taya. Reka taba. Reka skata. Skata by fire. 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 Skata. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. Speak it. They're scattering right now. They're running away right now. They are being dislodged right now. They are being chased right now. The Lord is running after them. Scatter! Scatter, scatter, scatter by fire, 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 maraca. In the name of Jesus. Now, before I hand over the mic, I want to pray for a few people that God has put in my spirit since last night. And I want to close with a prayer and pray for you. Often the spirit of poverty manifests in your dreams. The two times I've dealt with the spirit of poverty, both on a personal level and in ministry level, I saw it in dreams and visions. So the spirit of poverty often manifests in your dreams and visions. So I'm going to name a certain category of people. If you have that kind of dreams, you've had that kind of dreams or vision, you're going to come forward and I'm going to pray for you because today is your day. If you keep on having dreams that you're spending money without control, you have dreams that you're spending money lavishly. You're spending money without control. Wherever you are, just come forward. I'm going to pray for you. If you keep having dreams of you wearing tattered clothes, your clothes is tattered. Wherever you are, you're wearing a shirt that is tattered. And your pants is tattered. Wherever you are, it's torn. You're wearing torn shirts and torn clothes. You see that in your dreams. Come forward. Because God is going to. He's going to bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. You keep having dreams of you walking barefoot. You keep having dreams of you walking barefoot. Wherever you are, come forward because we're going to pray for you. You having dreams of you see yourself begging in your dreams. You see yourself extending your hand to other people in your dreams, begging in your dream. Wherever you are, come forward. You having dreams where your properties are being sold, your house is being auctioned, your car is being auctioned, your land is being auctioned. All of these are dreams of poverty. They are all manifestations of the spirit of poverty. Come forward. You're seeing your merchandise not being sold. You see yourself in the marketplace. You have a lot of things in front of you, but your merchandises are not being sold. So wherever you are, that's the spirit of poverty. Come forward, we pray. You see holes in your pocket. You dream of holes in your pocket. Hole in your purse, hole in your wallet. That's a manifestation of the spirit of poverty. Keep the atmosphere, Josue. You see yourself losing your wallet, losing your purse, All of that is manifestation of the spirit of poverty. Your wallet is stolen. Your purse is stolen. It's spirit of poverty. You need to come forward. You see rats in your house. Mouses in your house. Rats in your house. All of those are manifestations of the spirit of poverty. You see in your dreams that they give you counterfeit money. They give you counterfeit money. They give you counterfeit bills. All of those are the spirit of poverty. You see yourself missing opportunities. You see yourself missing your bus. You keep having the same dream. You see a bus every time you're about to get on the bus, and the bus leaves without you, and you miss your bus, and you miss your train, and you miss your taxi, and you miss your car. You see an open door. You're about to walk in, but you see the door closed. All of those are spirit of poverty. But today there is a grace to break this thing. I say there's a grace to break it. The Lord broke it over my life, and the Lord broke it over my ministry. I said the Lord broke it over my life, and he broke it over my ministry. I know what I'm talking about, and God wants to break it over your life right now. Begin to pray in the spirit right now. Begin to pray in the spirit right now. Kabarabataba shakataya rebababako rabatabataya rabakatababaka shakatabada. Begin to pray in the spirit right now. Begin to pray in the spirit right now. Begin to pray. 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 Makari batakata reba baba bakata baba bakataya reba baba baki debe leba rokataya reba baba baku rebe shababa reba batakaya rabaki de reka shatakaya reba baby debo koya reba baba baka rababa. Pray, pray a violent prayer. Pray with all of your might. Pray the Lord your strength. Pray with all of your energy, because something is shifting in that atmosphere. Something is shifting. Something is happening. Something. Pray. It's happening. The hand of the Lord is upon you. The hand of the Lord is upon you right now. The hand of the Lord is over you. Pray. It's happening. I see the sword of the Lord in this place. I see the sword of the Lord in this place. I see heaven open, and I see a sword come down. God is fighting your battle right now. He's fighting your battle in your home. He's fighting that battle in your marriage. He's fighting that battle in your business. He's fighting that battle in your life. Rekata basha kata, rebakata basha. In the name of Jesus, now lift up your hands. You have prayed. You don't need to pray right now. Simply receive. In the name of Jesus Christ, the hand of the Lord is going to visit this place right now. The hand of the Lord is going to come down right now. And he's going to deliver right now. He's going to chase out that black serpent. Chase away that black serpent of poverty in the name of Jesus Christ. Just lift up your hand and just be ready to receive. Whatever dream that you've had, as you lift up your hand, just see that image in your mind. That dream of poverty that you've had, just see that image in your life, in your mind. Because I'm not going to speak to you. I'm going to speak to that image, that voice that you keep on hearing. I'm not going to talk to you. I'm going to talk to that voice. Takarabashakata. Just lift up your hand. Now in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of poverty, wherever you are in this place, you spirit of poverty, wherever you are in this place, you've got eyes to see and you've got ears to hear. You spirit of poverty that manifests yourself in tattered clothes, in torn clothes. You spirit of poverty that wants to make her walk barefoot. You spirit of poverty that manifests yourself as someone stealing their wallet. You spirit of poverty manifesting yourself as someone causing them to miss their buses, causing them to miss their opportunity. You spirit of poverty. You spirit of poverty. You spirit of poverty that closes doors. You've got ears to hear. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I take authority over you. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over you right now. In the name of Jesus, spirit of poverty, out, 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 all over this place, all over this place, all over this place, all over this place. You spirit of poverty, out of their lives. You spirit of poverty, out of their lives. You spirit of devour, out of their life. You the devourer. Out! Out! Rabashakataya. Rebakata baba bashakata baya karabase katabaya. Yekaraba baba koroboko shatabaya. Rababa baba korabasakataya. Rebaba baba 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 korebede boshata. There is somebody in this place right now. Your right hand is beginning to tremble. Your right hand is beginning to tremble right now. You feel your right hand. Your right hand is hot and it's beginning to tremble. The power of God is over you. The power of God is over you. The power of God is delivering you. The power of God is out. Takoriba shakata ye karabababababaya. Rabababababakarabasakarabaye. Somebody's seeing rats running all over the place. Somebody's seeing rats running all over the place. You will no longer have that vision. You will no longer have those visions of rats in your house, in your home, in your business, in your office. Every demonic spirit, spirit of poverty that manifests itself as rat in the name of Jesus Christ. Out! 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 In the name of Jesus. Let me pray for my sister here. Come, my sister. Look at me for a moment. Just stand. You can stand. What's your story? You used to have dreams wearing tattered clothes. Wearing tattered clothes. Sometimes you see yourself naked. Wow. And you see yourself walking barefoot and tattered clothes. And today, what happened? Lift up your hands. Just look at me for a moment. Spirit of poverty, your power is broken over her life. Go! Out! 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 She's free. She's free forever. In the name of Jesus Christ, she's free. You're free. You're free. You're free. You're free. You're free. Marika shaka takarababababasakarabaye. Rebaka shata karabaye. Let me pray for my sister right there. What's going on? The hand of the Lord is over her. What's going on with my sister there? Hallelujah. We give you all. We worship you.
We worship you, our Lord.
You are worthy. My sister, what's your story? What's going on? What's going on? Tell me your story. What's going on? You had the opportunity to travel from where? To a workplace. The money that you're taking. Do you have another mic? The money that you. Per diem. Wow. Just hold it for her. Yeah. Just hold it for her. Yeah.
So the third day, after I took the money, I went home and then I went to the washroom and started pouring blood. So I went to the hospital and they told me that I have the ulcer of the colon, which I have never experienced before. And for those days,
and what happened this morning? So it's ulcer of the colon?
Yes. So I've used all my money. I've gone to specialists. I can't even find a gastro. I have loaned all the money. I couldn't even travel. I had to return the money back to the company.
So they said, what do you have? You have a?
They said, I have ulcer of the colon.
Ulcer of the colon. Colon.
In which the cannot name. Be cured. I'll have to be buying medication for the rest of my life.
Yeah. But the Lord is a healer. Hallelujah. Just put your hand on your belly. In the name of Jesus, be healed, my sister. Be healed from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. Be healed. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 In the name of Jesus. Get her
Amen.
Up. Get her up. Since yesterday, I was praying for the service, and the
Amen.
Lord kept showing me your crown. And I kept asking the Lord, what is that crown about? And he didn't give me the answer until I just prayed for you now. And the Lord says the crown is for you. Watch, watch, look at me. The Lord says your life is not over. Your life is not over. This is the beginning of another chapter of your life. The life you used to live for yourself is done. And this new life that God is giving you is his life in you. And that life is going to be more glorious than the past life. So it is not over. It is the beginning of a new life that will be crowned with God's glory. But just remember, as he gives you a second chance, that it's not your life, it is his life in the name of Jesus Christ. Be blessed. You may go back to your seats. Hallelujah. I declare you delivered in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Please put your hands together for Bishop Gregory Tasson. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, no more poverty. No more poverty. In the name of Jesus, put your hands together and give him praise. And keep enforcing the various prayer points. Keep pushing, keep pushing. Anything we initiate here is for you and I to continue it, to carry it forward until you see the full manifestation of everything that is declared. Luke chapter 1 verse 45, the Bible said, blessed is she that believes, and by extension, blessed is he that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things that were told her, and so shall it be with you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Put your hands together one more time and give God praise. Don't forget the Archbishop's latest book, Bridging the Gap, which is the theme for Impact, is still out. If you haven't got yourself a copy yet, you are running late.